The Path to Unconditional Love, Chapter 33, Merging with the Master in Samadhi. In the morning, as always, we went swimming in the warm, gentle sea. Gulls circled high in the sky. They soared, wings outstretched, over the swirling expanse of the sea, lost in the intense blue of the sky, shadowed here and there with the weightless, feathered clouds. A desolate shingle beach stretched to the horizon, where the majestic mountains still slumbered in the pinkish morning haze. It smelled of freshness, sea salt, and slightly of pine needles. The rays of the rising sun joyfully hurried to announce the beginning of a new day. We stood on the beach for a while, our clothes off and our swimming suits on, our faces exposed to the warm morning wind and our feet to the salt spray. The waves were crashing on us and receding, leaving little islands of white foam on the shingle beach. I took a slow breath in, taking in the sea air, and exhaled to join the elements, with my arms outstretched, like a gull soaring in the sky, I stepped into the sea. I felt the water gently touching my skin, hugging me, whispering something with the voice of the tide. I swam, slowly enjoying every moment, enjoying the gentle sea and the delightful sea sunrise. I wanted to laugh out loud, so calm and peaceful was my heart. Something subtle flickered in my soul. The anticipation of something very important that was to happen very soon. I did not think much of it, but as it turned out, my intuition was right. After the swim, Isis told me in front of all the priestesses, "Today is the greatest day of your life, which will change your fate and will lead you to unlimited happiness."
"What will happen?"
I asked impatiently. "Today, in the amazing arrangement of stars, which happens only once in a lifetime, your meeting with the Master will take place. It will be an amazing and wonderful initiation of you into the world of higher vibrations, into mysticism and magic, into contact with the greatest man on earth." All the priestesses began to rejoice, clapping their hands and congratulating me on this wonderful gift from God. I was over the moon and did not even believe this was happening to me. All day long, I was looking forward to this meeting, but at the same time, I was worried about how it would go, how to do everything well. In the evening, I went with Isis and Aliona to Orekhova, and leaving the jeep there, went along the track to the Svanidze stream, which the teacher called the Moksha, where he lived in his hut. The state of awe did not leave me the entire way. I felt that something great, magical, and beautiful was going to happen today. I knew it now, even though I could not quite believe my luck. I tried to imagine what it would feel like, what it would compare to. Looking ahead a little, I can say
that I could not even remotely imagine what the personal, individual meeting with Master was, or what incredible sensations it allowed you to experience. The path was narrow, and the three of us followed each other along, following each other smoothly over the soft carpet of grass. It was quiet, but not silent. Everything in our track breathed life. Birds were chirping slowly, hidden from prying eyes in the trees, and the rustle of leaves was a pleasant music around them. The ground was warm from the day's heat. When we reached the moksha, we followed its riverbed. Along the way, we met many small lakes and waterfalls. Some of the waterfalls were quite low, no more than half a meter in height. The water in them trickled and gurgled, falling smoothly from the rocky ledges. Others were of great height and grandeur. Each of them were unique and beautiful in its own way. Just as there are no two identical patterns on decorative stones, so there were no two identical waterfalls. All of them created a unique, charming atmosphere of this place and set me up for what was going to happen very soon. Near some of the waterfalls, there were incredibly beautiful rock bowls in which you could swim. Several times we stopped to perform ablutions and meditations to purify ourselves before meeting the great sage. The water was cold and refreshing. It was breathtaking to dive into, though my skin crawled for a few moments. But then the body felt an incredible surge of energy, and the skin began to tingle pleasantly. As we approached the place where the teacher was waiting for us, I felt the anticipation of the meeting seep into me, into every cell of my body, into every part of my soul. Finally, as the swift summer twilight descended on the mountains, we reached the last lake in front of the hut. Here, the sage himself performs ablutions, said Aliona. It was the largest lake around Moksha. Look, it's specially mystical. Indeed, the lake was round in shape, and right in the middle of it was a large log of a tree that had fallen from above. Its trunk was turned with water so that it resembled the symbol of joining Shiva and Parvati. After climbing the ledges of the waterfall, we came to the place of power, where the teacher lived. Just then, a bright full moon hung over the mountain, illuminating him, sitting in the lotus position on a bear's skin near the hut. He was waiting for me. I felt it immediately, and my heart began to beat at double speed. As soon as I saw him, an electrical discharge ran through me. How handsome and attractive he was! The great sage's graceful body shimmered under the moonlight, and he looked like a deity. Looking closely, I saw a huge rainbow aura around the teacher. It extended its sparkling rays in all directions, from his head and throughout his entire body, and shone with pure, bright colors. Startled by the sight, I stared at the sage in silence for a while, admiring him. The air was filled with the fragrance of wild flowers. A warm wind was blowing, and cicadas were chirring, and many fireflies were fluttering around. I felt like I was in a fairy tale, mysterious, mystical, and beautiful. "Prepare, tune," said Isis. "Go to the teacher and sit near him in lotus position. Look into his eyes and join with the entire universe." As if in a dream, I approached the sage, who was sitting in a detached, majestic state, and folding my hands in a namaste gesture, bowed to him. He also greeted me with a namaste and folded his arms. He looked at me with great love and gestured for me to join him. I went over and sat near him. To our left and right, Aliona and Isis sat down, forming a triangle, and meditating on our meeting. Miraculously, I began to feel not only myself, but I felt myself in four subtle bodies at once. In the body of the teacher and the two priestesses, it was as if we formed a single energy system and became one. The stream of Sansa flowed between us. Gradually, the vibrations of energy became so intense that I began to dissolve in bliss. And soon, my own self disappeared somewhere. I entered a state of samadhi, feeling first the whole earth, then the solar system, the galaxy, and finally the entire boundless universe. I was God. And God was me. I do not know how long I was in this state, as there was no time. But when I returned from there, tears of grace and happiness streamed from my eyes. I understood the illusion of separating myself from other people, from the earth, and from God. All is one, nothing is divided, and all is God. But when this state began to decline, I again began to feel limited by myself, like in a cage, like in a coffin. The illusion of isolation made me small and insignificant again. The great sage gave me his state of enlightenment, gave me the entire cosmos. Dawn broke, extinguishing the night's constellations. The sky brightened in a subtle pink haze appeared in the east. Had the whole night already passed? For me, it was both a moment and an eternity. I could not get over it. The experience was so strong, so unusual. This was a real revelation, a miracle, flying in reality, a great gift to see the truth. My soul was filled with gratitude and joy, which I wanted to share with the whole world. I felt the teacher's great love for me and felt complete oneness with him. Do you want to know more? Watch the animated masterpiece that reveals the mysteries of humanity. Discover more sacred knowledge in books. You can meet the main characters of books at our seminars. Find your amulet of power. Participate in an individual ritual. Open free channel with daily spiritual practices for yourself. All these you will find on our website, www.amazonone.org. Share this book and spread the great knowledge. Then people's lives will change for the better. And you will accumulate good karma and be able to help all your loved ones.